Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Sullivan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Aguirre. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hank Aguirre. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Hicks. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. And now, play ball. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cash. The throw from Romano and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball four. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stanley moves to third. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler hits a pop-up towards first. Skowron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is called out on strikes. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard strikes out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown is thrown out after the base hit. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Romano takes first base on ball 4. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hicks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry strikes out. One out. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0 for 1 in the game. Buzzard strikes out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aguirre fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 0 for 1 in the game. Aguirre strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup strikes out. Romano drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Northrup out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball four. Jim Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hicks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry strikes out. One out. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0-for-2 in the game. Buzzard strikes out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cater is hit by the pitch. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up towards third. Word settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Willie Horton pinch hits for Ray Euler. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cater. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaline scores. Wirt moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wirt tags and scores. Lump tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's Tigers, 2, White Sox, 2. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-3 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hicks who is chasing the ball. Northrup reaches third base with a triple. Lump scores. Cash goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Sherry now pitching. George Smith now playing shortstop. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Weiss pinch runs for Pete Ward. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Jim Hicks. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burgess for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Al Weiss now playing second base. Bill Voss now playing right field. Don Buford now playing third base. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson pinch hits for Ken Berry. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Cater hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-4 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cater moves to second. John Hiller now pitching. Gene Freese pinch hits for J.C. Martin. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.